This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Hey, they're on TV. They must be famous. Our heroes.
They're watching themselves?
Yes, on Channel 5 right now. They're being interviewed. They're in our studio, and we'll talk with them around 5:15 this afternoon.
I think we should do it now.
All right, we'll do it right now. Fine.
I think we should do it now. I'm so excited.
Just on TV, now you get to be on the radio,
people,
young man.
Say,
hey, you guys need to pull these microphones towards you, please.
People always say to me all the time, and Scott, you too, they go, what are you going to talk about today at like 9 a.m.? If you had said to me at 9 a.m., we are going to have a couple of guys from a glass company talk about saving a guy who was dangling 23 stories up above Kansas City, I would have been like, yeah, that squares.
So let me read the backstory very quickly and then introduce our guests.
Yep.
This is from Channel 9. Kansas City fire crews put tools and training to work in a scary situation that unfolded in downtown Kansas City today. Fire crews were called to rescue a window washer who had become trapped between the 22nd and 23rd floors of One Kansas City Place. If you don't know what that is the biggest building downtown, the big blue glass building. And they couldn't decide whether they were going to pull him all the way up to the top of the building.
Floor 43, by the way.
Or have some guys come in and cut open the window nearest him and pull him into the building. They went with option number two. Joining us in studio, the two young men that did just that from Santa Fe Glass, Lucas Berry and Etienne Wagers. Gentlemen, welcome. Glad to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Little heroes.
Yeah, little heroes. Lucas, lean in a little bit closer to the mic. How weird is it that you're in here talking to us and then you turn around and you see yourself on the news?
It's kind of crazy. I mean, I thought about it. We're on TV and boom, just there I am, just on the screen.
So you were kind of around the general area, Etienne, is that right, when you guys got the call that there's this guy dangling 23 stories up above?
Yeah, we were working on the 12th floor.
So you were kind of nearby. You were just below him.
Yep.
So you do what then? Lucas, you guys go outside? Can you see him dangling? Or did they tell you get up to floor 23?
We actually had the supervisor come up and tell us that the fire captain wants to talk to us. So we went back to the first floor, and they told us that basically there's this guy dangling outside, and they need us to basically take out the window and help them get this guy back inside.
Did you think he was kidding? Like, when they said the fire captain wants to see you, were you like, what?
Like, it's like going to the principal's office.
Why?
To be honest, I was kind of amped up. I was ready to go. I was like, let's go get this window. I'll get this guy back in here.
And it was just, Eddie, was it just the two of you there?
Yeah. It was just two of us.
Okay, so you go up to floor 23, right? Because you want to bring him up, not at the same level that he's on.
So he's dangling right below you at this point.
He was dangling, like, in the middle section of this window. So, like, went to the bottom floor first to try to see it, but he was too high. Then we went up above because they had to pull him up to bring him in.
Was it into somebody's office?
It was into, a vacant office.
It was vacant.
So, I still can't believe this. The windows look really big, but it's so high up. I think most people drive by these big buildings, you don't even think about how big those windows are. How big was it?
It was probably, 155 pounds, somewhere around there, that piece of glass.
And then how do you take it out physically? Like, Lucas, what did you have to do when you decided this is the floor we need to be on to save him? How do you get the window? You just take a hammer to it?
No.
Duck!
We pried out the rubber around it. Then, like, there's these center caps.
Yeah.
So E was doing the right side. I was working on the left side. We busted them out. Then kind of like you can wiggle the window free enough where you can lift it up and pull it out. So that's kind of what we did.
Well, no, wait a minute, Eddie. If the window is 150 pounds, right?
Yeah. Right.
And I'm not saying you guys are weak. You look like strapping young men. That's 75 pounds per. Is the glass still in one piece?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did not break it.
When you peek out, do you see his feet or his head? Like, where was he in, like, from where you were?
His head.
His head.
Yeah.
And the first thing he says is what?
Took you long enough.
He said this is the fastest a glass company's ever gotten out. That's exactly what he said. And we were just happened to be there on site.
So this wasn't his first rodeo?
I assume not.
Was he just calm?
He didn't even look like he was stressing out. He was just like,
what up?
Pretty much. And once we brought him up, you can kind of see a sense of relief.
Yeah.
But he was talking about his legs, losing circulation in his legs
He was hanging there for like 30 minutes or 40, which honestly, this was a difficult rescue. I mean, fire had to figure out like what's the best way to get to this guy. But I would assume after a while your feet start tingling.
Right.
So if he was a window washer and you guys were on the 23rd floor, but he was pretty much down by the 22nd, I presume he had already passed that window. Did it look clean?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'm sure it has fingerprints on it by now. But
I bet it does now. So how long then, once you get the window popped out, guys, then fire comes in and does their thing and they just like rappel him in? Or what did that look like?
Yeah, they hooked him up with a bunch of like rope and wrapped it around like a pillar and just pulled him in.
This is the craziest day you've ever had on the job. Which, by the way, Lucas, you've not been there very long.
Little less than a month.
Seriously? How old are you?
I'm 18.
Jeez Louise.
Antoine, how about you? How long have you been with Santa Fe Glass?
I've been with Santa Fe for about 2 years now.
And then have you ever had to do another rescue like this? Or you do a lot of glass install and probably removal, but not involving human beings.
No, it was definitely a first time.
Do you feel famous today?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I mean, you're all over my TV. If you're on TV, you're famous.
Right. And did he ever say anything else? Like, did you get to meet him or anything like that? Or after that, he probably had to get checked out.
Yeah, he didn't say much to us after that.
Yeah, I bet. Probably just, thank you.
I'm assuming you put the glass back.
No, we didn't put the glass back.
Oh, you guys might want to head downtown. There's some work still left to be done. So what do you do with the glass then?
They had some other glass guys that I guess that company uses to put it back in.
Yeah. You were the removal.
Somebody else is the putter backer.
Yes, you are the most important part.
Well, you guys are great. Thank you for coming down. We got a kick out of this story in large part because it ended so well.
Oh, of course.
I mean, this could have gone any ways to sideways. But thank you for what you did. I hope you enjoyed the 15 minutes of fame.
I love it.
And it was great to talk with you guys.
Lucas Berry, Eddie, and Wagers, thank you guys so much. And I'm sure he thanks you and his family thanks you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
There was Santa Fe Glass. I do appreciate the time. Thank you for it. Quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.